Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. This is The Who. Going to hear a couple of Who songs today. We're leaving at 5:30 today. The first four will be on the air here on KFH tonight. Looking forward to that. We've got Prairie View. That was last night. You've got, who do we have? Who's playing tonight?
The second game is Arizona State.
St. John's.
Yes, the first game.
North Dakota State and
North Carolina Central, maybe?
I think that's right. We've lost. We're working on Jason Beck from MLB.com. We're all in a tizzy here over the near-death experience.
I wish this person was listening. That's my dream, when someone like that is listening to the show and just calls to explain and tell me what happened. I'd love to have a real conversation with
this person. Road rage is a real thing.
But I'd never,
ever
follow
anybody.
Here's
Jason Beck from MLB.com. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
You've jumped into a hornet's nest here. We're talking about road rage.
Oh, man. You know, being in Florida for the last several weeks, I feel like I've been driving amongst it.
Well, probably so. There's a few people down there in Florida. We want to know your thoughts on the Detroit Tigers in the American League Central. Tigers coming off a rough year. They're in a rebuilding process under Ron Gardenhire. There's a lot of names on this 25-man roster, at least the 25-man roster we presume the Tigers are going to have that aren't all that well known. So what are you seeing from the Tigers this spring?
Well, I think a lot of it hinges on whether Miguel Cabrera is healthy and effective. I think if he gets close to a full season at anywhere close to what Cabrera can do when he's on, I think it's a better team than last year. I think it's when you start looking at extended absences and serious injuries like he's had the last couple of years that you start looking back towards the struggles that they've had really over the course of the last two seasons now to play runs. It creates a big hole in the lineup. And while the Tigers are rebuilding and they've managed to stockpile a good amount of young talent, it's hard to find another Cabrera, and so when he's gone, there's a kind of a gaping hole in that middle of that lineup.
Yeah, who in this lineup do you think will be part of the next good Tigers team? We assume they'll probably trade Nicholas Castellanos at some point this year. So is it just Jaimer Candelario at third base? Is he the foundational piece that's currently on the roster, or is there someone else?
I think Candelario's one. They're hoping he takes a step forward this season. Does a little bit more work putting the ball in play. I think if you look at the numbers, he basically batted 200 from June 1st on, if I remember right. The other guy to keep an eye on is Kristen Stewart. He's probably going to be the regular left fielder, if not the everyday guy. He's a guy who can hit the ball really hard. And as long as he keeps a disciplined approach, has the chance to be a pretty good run producer. He managed to put up a 20-homer season in Toledo last year. The defense is a little bit of a question mark, but he's one of those guys that as long as he hits, you find a spot for him because he makes an impact. And this is a pretty right-handed heavy lineup once you get beyond him. So I think those two are really the key pieces. So yeah, unless they end up, signing Castellanos to an extension or something. Those are the two guys you look to build around and then wait for other guys to emerge behind them, like a Daz Cameron, maybe a Jake Rogers if he comes along with the bats, and Isaac Paredes once they find a spot in the infield for him.
Jason Beck, our guest, covers the Tigers for MLB.com. This is an organization that, as we talked about, is rebuilding under a veteran manager in Ron Gardenhire. How's he fit in with this team? Does he have the patience to see this through from the outside looking in? Looks like he's a really good fit for a team like this at this point.
You know, it's an interesting dichotomy, and I get this question quite a bit. You know, why are the Tigers rebuilding with an older manager? The thing that the Tigers like about Gardenhire is his ability to keep things positive while also stressing the fundamentals and holding players accountable, even with the generation gap. And maybe even in part because of the generation gap, he manages to respond, you know, to young guys, and young guys respond to him. And he gets the most out of players, and he tries to create a setting in which young players can succeed. And I think that's what the Tigers were looking for, really, from the outset, when they embarked on the managerial search a year and a half ago that led to Gardenhire. So it's been interesting to watch guys develop under him, and I think you're going to see that continue here, both with the guys who are already here, but also with the guys who are going to be on their way up, especially once the young pitching prospects arrive. It'll be interesting to see the interaction.
What do you see, Jason, as the timeline on that pitching, you know, starting to develop, starting to arrive in the major leagues? The Tigers' top five prospects are all right-handed pitchers, but they have a rotation of, I guess, relatively serviceable veterans. So when do you think that might, you know, the swap there might begin?
I think you might see the first inklings, you know, the first guys arrive maybe late in the year, maybe September. More realistically, you're looking at next season over the course of the year. I think they want to exercise patience with these guys. They don't want to rush them. Maybe if this team was close to the contending, if that timetable was a little closer by, if there was a young up-and-coming offense on the way that they felt like could use a jolt, then maybe you might see them bring along some of these young guys more aggressively, like they did with Rick Porcello 10 years ago. You know, he comes to mind at age 20. These guys are all older than that, but I think they want to be more deliberate with these kids, give them room to grow, and also try to create a scenario where you're getting a lot of these guys around the same time so that ideally when they peak, you've got a few years of them all together, however many make it, and ideally you can build a window around that, a window of contention.
We're talking to Jason Beck from MLB.com. He covers the Tigers. The MLB season actually started early this morning over in Tokyo, Seattle, with a 9-7 win over Oakland. I wanted you to delve into the American League Central a little bit. It looks to me like it's Cleveland again, but is there a team, Minnesota perhaps, that can mount a challenge?
I think Minnesota can make things interesting if everything goes right for them. It's always tough to predict how things are going to go right or wrong. Injuries play so much of a role nowadays. I do think Cleveland's the class of the division, though, even still. It'll be interesting to watch that bullpen with different parts now and with no Andrew Miller. But I like some of the pickups they made. I think Alex Wilson, the former Tiger, has a chance to do some pretty nice things over there. I think he's a really versatile reliever, the type that fits into that type of reliever that Terry Francona looks for. I think he's got some other guys there too with Brad Hand that can fill some late inning roles no matter where you need them and get some big outs. And I like the look of that offense, even with some of the losses that they've taken. I think when you can start with Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor, that's a nice start. And I think getting Carlos Santana should have a positive impact for him again. I think they missed that type of bat more than people might have initially realized, both not just with the run production, but with the quality at bats, the on-base percentage, and the approach that he brought every day.
I want to go back to Miguel Cabrera real quick. Yeah, I've been an Indians fan for a long time, so I've seen a lot of him with Detroit. He's one of the best hitters I've ever seen, obviously. Amazing hands. Do you think he has anything left? And I know you touched on that a little bit, but he's going to be in Detroit for a while. How much do you think he has left to contribute?
I think he can still be a really good hitter. Is he going to be that Triple Crown MVP caliber guy of a few years ago? No, I think those days are probably done unless something absolutely crazy happens. But I think what you're getting is, you know, I don't think we're necessarily going to see that same power over the course of the year. You know, we might see it in bits and pieces, but, you know, to maybe see him go on a tear. But I think the bat speed is still there, and I think the ability to hit 300, into the 300s even, is still maybe even expectation, you know, more than just a possibility. I think he's still a 300 hitter there as long as he's healthy and as long as he can go out and get the pitches that were eluding him when he was dealing with back problems over the previous couple years. So I think he can still anchor a lineup. I think he's still got that good opposite field swing, the type of approach that a lot of good hitters can learn from. And I also think he's the type of guy who you put him in the middle of this lineup and then put Castellanos, Stewart, and Candelario around him can be the centerpiece of that offense.
And I like the pickup of Josh Harrison, too, by the Tigers. We're talking with Jason Beck from MLB.com. Before we let you go, Jason, give me a couple names that Tigers fans are going to be enthusiastic about when we get to August and September. Maybe couple guys that will join this team later that will show Tigers fans that they've got something exciting coming.
Well, I think Daz Cameron's going to be knocking on the door. He kind of was already this spring. Has a few final touches to work on in Toledo. He's only down there for a few weeks after being promoted from AA at the end of last season. So, but I think if he can build off of what he did in Major League Camp this spring, I think he's got a chance to push his way into the major leagues, maybe even by midseason, depending on what happens in center field with Jacoby Jones. I think he's definitely worth watching. And then I think the big mystery is, what are we going to see out of Casey Mize? And if he pitches really well and shows he's even more advanced than Tigers people think he is, is he the type of guy who could knock on the door? I'd be surprised, but at the same time, I don't think anybody can rule it out because we don't know how those pitchers are going to play. And also, you know, talking with him over the course of the spring while he was in big league camp, the mindset is so advanced for a guy who has just a few pro starts under his belt. I think he's got a chance, if things go right, to really push the timetable there. And I'll give you one extra name. I like Bo Burrows. I have for a few years. I think the stuff is better than the numbers last year suggested. And I think he's got a chance, if he takes the lessons he's learned, to really make that jump. I think eventually things are going to click for him. And when they do, he can make some leaps and bounds and potentially – push his way into Detroit, depending on whether they need some extra starters due to injuries or guys wearing down or whatever, potentially push his way to Detroit by September.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time, Jason. Good stuff on the Tigers as we run through the American League Central. Have a good last few days down in Florida, and the season starts next week. Best of luck.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Jason Beck, MLB.com. We'll be back in a moment. Don't forget, at 5 o'clock, we'll be talking with Wichita Baseball 2020. I can't wait till they have a name. Primary owner, majority owner, Lou Schweckheimer. He was at the council meeting last night for all 4 hours and 30 minutes and did a lot of speaking. I thought he explained things from his standpoint very well. He'll be our guest at 5 o'clock. Stay with us.
Tech. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.